call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I just listened to yesterday's voicemail, and obviously I referred to two others, and I'm thinking about putting those three on a disc with this stack that I've, a small stack that I have to send, so you can have it for your listening pleasure. I did only just a mile hike today, just to go get some water, I do wonder, because of the reduction in my walking, when I walked yesterday, 7 miles, I felt the, I ended up with a blister on my foot, which is such a rarity. Part of that could be that I'm wearing older shoes because the newer ones are being repaired. But I have a little issue with my hip. I'm doing, the sideways leg lift, and that really seems to help a lot. So I did a bunch of those today, and I guess that has to be more of a habit. Trivia. One other thing that I did find out a little bit more about is a lot of things that are happening with the vaccine. And of course, you'll notice, one of the things in one of my comments, one where I said somewhere that on average in the U.S. it's like 40,000 to 70,000 people die, and it's attributed to the flu. What that is, as I've expressed before, the last straw on the camel's back, because these are people who are near death. They have a whole bunch of other factors, and when you add a flu to them, it just overwhelms them, and that is the last straw, and they end up dying. And typically this happens during winter, when flu season increases, and therefore it's called the winter burden. So the death rate increases, and it's fairly normal for hospitals to fill up. So when they talk about the panics in the hospitals, well, I mean, it's normal every year. But when I did say that the numbers dropped to 27 for this year, and one of the things that when I listened to that, I said, you couldn't read into that 27,000. No, 27, as in just a little bit more than two dozen. Not 27,000, 27, from 40 to 70,000 to 27. So a drop of 40 to 70,000. They basically disappeared. And I think the only reason you have the 27 is somebody goofed. We called it a flu. It should have been COVID-19. Because the marketing that is happening is absolutely, it's ridiculous. Those kind of things, and one of the other factors that's happening with the vaccines, you may hear other people saying this, I don't know. What's often done in marketing, you might know about the marketing techniques, is you give the people the impression of scarcity in order to increase the market. I want this. It's hard to get. Therefore, I want to get it. And that's what's happening with the vaccines. Typically around, depending upon whose survey, about half of the medical community, I just saw half of the military and so forth, they don't want it. So people don't want the vaccine. But in order to increase a demand, you have to say it's hard to get, it's scarce. And therefore people say, well, I don't want it, but if it's so hard to get, maybe I ought to get it. It's marketing. It is marketing. And so the more I hear about these things, my comment that the face mask is the armband of 100 years ago, I have become more and more convinced of that, because this is all marketing. It really is marketing. And I'm concerned about my family. I'm hearing about, I've been saying actually since November, talking about President Harris, because I mean it's blatantly obvious Biden's not going to last. I don't follow it that much, but the little I've seen, apparently, no, he's not going to last. Some comments were made about her from some Christian people that people got all up in arms about because there was a comparison to her with Jezebel. Because, you know, fits. And I think it's like the head of the Southern Baptist Convention or people of that nature say, oh, no, we shouldn't go that far. Oh, yes, we should. You know, the toning down in the sense, it's one thing to go and say, I'm going to insult you. You're stupid, you're bad, or whatnot. That I think is inappropriate. To go to somebody and say, what you're doing is this, you're a promoter of homosexuality, you're a promoter of killing or theft and things of that nature. Pointing those kind of things out is, you know, I think consistent with exposing the works of darkness. So I don't see a problem with that, but it's a really big problem to pacify it. So when I say, for example, that leadership of MetaView includes adulterers, you know, it's kind of like, oh, that's harsh terms. That's what the scripture says. You know, and you know, you have qualifications for elders and whatnot. Somehow I think that means they don't fit. So somehow I think that means maybe when they say the scripture is the final, maybe they don't say that anymore. The idea of the scripture, the final authority, it's bogus, isn't it? Oh, this can get on a long rant. I'm really concerned about the way the world is going. And, you know, I want to pluck some out to give them the courage to follow in obedience to Christ, especially my guy, because, you know, I've discussed what courageous means in when you see the term courageous in the scripture. Androzomai, which literally means act like men. So, to George, Walter, and Zadok, act like men. And you can see in Corinthians, act like men, and then whatever you do, do in love. So that's how you act like a man. And I'm striving to love my lady. I love you, my lady.